The Filipino American National News.
On a rainy Sunday morning in 1942, a mother was blessed with a son who grew up to be young, gifted and brown, with the strength to tear a mountain down, with a voice so young and clear, a chance for everyone to hear. Yeah,
young, gifted and brown.
And as he grew up,
magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On today's show, we will have some community announcements along with some facts for this month, because October, for a listening audience that are not aware, is Filipino American History Month, along with some news. And we're going to start off the show by sending out some love to a longtime Filipino American owned business that recently closed their original flagship location, and that is Cora's Best Chicken Wings, located on St. Paul's West Side. The Cora's Best Chicken Wings has been located and serving the Filipino American community since 1987. And for our listening audience who are not familiar with Cora's Best Chicken Wings, at their apex, they had about, I believe, 4 to 5 locations located across the St. Paul area. Business was thriving for 35 years. They've even have a food truck extension version of Cora's Best Chicken Wings, which was introduced to the community by Fred and Cora Cayetano. If you were a fan of the Taste of Minnesota, which took place for the majority of his existence right there on, I believe, Harriet Island in St. Paul, and then also on the footsteps of the Capitol, Cora's Best Chicken Wings was a mainstay of people who loved their interpretation of chicken wings. And maybe not everyone thought that it was this classic Filipino fare, but it was essentially the lone Filipino eatery that did provide fried rice, a form of pancit, as part of their main dishes, often a go-to place for the Filipino-American community and non-Filipino-American community for their catering needs. Even during Cinco de Mayo, where their location is right in the center of the parade route of Cinco de Mayo, as much as that was an event for the Mexican-American community of Minnesota and St. Paul's West Side, there was just as much people standing in line waiting for their Chorus chicken wings to scarf down amongst things to eat. I believe there is still one more location of Chorus Best Chicken Wings located out of Payne Avenue in St. Paul, which I believe is just across the street, half a block away from the Cook's Cafe or Cook's Diner, which some of you may be familiar with within the Filipino-American communities, because such things or places as Cafe Astoria, which now has opened Calzada, had done a pop-up there right in the heart of COVID called The Side Hustle. And for those of you that were fans of Lola Rosa, which was a project amongst two sets of brothers who were also cousins, the Limbug and Calabayan brothers, they often use that place as a place to serve their food for pop-ups if they weren't doing any sort of special event nights, such as Mekong Nights on Western Avenue, or even the dinner for the MAFA conference for the Filipino students in the Midwest. But like to just extend our gratitude from the Filipino American community here for being a thriving business when there wasn't many businesses that were owned that lasted a long time. For those of you that have followed the journey of their food journey, they actually had a restaurant pre that down the street from El Burrito Mercado that I believe was more of a Chinese-based restaurant, which necessarily did not go as planned. But then they eventually opened a grocery store adjacent to another Filipino-owned business by Incar Rathaban, and then eventually they did get into creating a restaurant portion of the grocery store, and then it focused onto chicken wings. And then I think as far back as maybe 7 to 10 years ago, on Sundays at Chorus Best Chicken Wings and their West Side location, they also did provide a Filipino style brunch. But for right now, as I mentioned, it is Filipino American History Month, and we're going to play a song by the group Drop and Harmony, otherwise known as DNH. And the name of this song is Never, No, Never.
Whatever your design style is, they
And just give us one moment. We were just having a little bit of technical difficulty with the track. And once we get it running again, we'll play the song by Drop in Harmony. Never, No, Never. And here it is. Once again, that was Drop in Harmony with Never, No, Never. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here from 9 to 9:30 p.m. on 90.3 FM here in the Twin Cities, online at kfai.org/Filipino American National News. And we can also be found via the KFAI app on Google Play and the Apple Store. Speaking of Filipino American owned businesses, I just saw here on the Facebook group Filipinos in Minnesota that there's a pizza place called the Leaning Tower of Pizza, which is opening up on October 3rd. And it looks like at least one of the owners of this establishment is of Filipino descent, Gwenny Isabel Jacob, or at least she's connected with the business. And just remind our listeners that a pledge drive is coming up here at KRFI in the coming weeks, and you'll be hearing more details in regards to that from us here at the Filipino American National News. But in regards to community announcements, from September 23rd through December the 4th at McAllister College, there will be an art exhibit by artist Stephanie Shunko. And the name of this art exhibit is Blow-Ups, Reprints, and Reversals. In regards to other community announcements, the Culture Society Filipino Americans will be having their 51st annual induction of officers on Saturday, October the 29th. The name of this event is Fire and Ice. Cocktails begin at 6, program and dinner at 7 p.m. For more information, you can contact Jane at 763-742-5507. On November the 12th, the Phil Minnesotan Association will be having their 70th year of service induction ball and annual meeting at the Hilton Minneapolis, located in Bloomington, Minnesota. For more information in regards to that, you can contact Lita at 612-209-7032. A week after that event, the Film and Sound Association will be having a seminar on bicultural and family issues. Can I tell you how I feel? A forum on the struggles and issues of Asian Americans in a complex multicultural American society. For more information in regards to that, you can contact Jovi at 763-647-0510. This event's November 19th from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the University of Minnesota's Kauffman Memorial Union. After speaking with Tita Lita today at the monthly Candelaria event at the Philippine Center of Minnesota, there will be a play or a skit that will be part of this event, and then three sections dealing with ageism, bullyism, and that of cultural identity. But for right now, we are going to play the second song of the evening, and this comes from the artist known as One Vision, and the name of this track is entitled By Your Side.
We'll always be.
once again, that was One Vision with By Your Side. Well, we are coming quite close to the end of the Filipino American national news, and we'll hold off a little bit in regards to some of the more recent news coming from the Philippines. But we do have some time for some facts during Filipino American national Filipino American History Month. And this comes from the Filipino American National Historical Society, who they, what they try to do is promote understanding, education, enlightenment, appreciation, and enrichment through the identification, gathering, preservation, and dissemination of the history and culture of Filipino Americans in the United States. And here are some facts brought to you by them. The Filipino Americans comprise the second largest Asian American group in America. This also means that one in every five Asian American is Filipino. The Philippines gained independence from Spain in 1898 and was colonized by the United States. The only country to be fully colonized by the United States was the Philippines. The United States colonized the Philippines in 1898. The Philippines-American War, which the Philippines fought to keep their independence intact, finally ended in 1913. The Filipinos are also one of the fastest growing immigrants groups in America. There are around 1.8 million Filipinos who are foreign born and have then immigrated to the United States. This all makes them the fourth largest immigration group in America. The Filipinos love art and music, and that can reflect in some of the top most rappers, dancers, and artists in the United States are Filipino. It's an also an amazing fact that Filipinos were America's soil long before America was even founded. There are documents available that support the fact that Filipinos have been on American soil since 1587, whereas America was discovered in 1776. Quite a considerable number of Filipinos, 250,000 to be exact, are veterans of World War II. They fought for the United States under the flag, their flag, only to have their status as veterans to be taken away from them by the U.S. government. Filipinos have a unique experience with racism, as they are outrightly told that they don't look Asian enough and would easily pass off as Mexicans. Filipinos have a pan-religion base and are not associated with one particular religion. The Filipino-Americans identify with multiple religions. The Filipinos were a stronghold behold the American labor movement, which was a massive contribution to the United States worker, United Farm Workers Movement in the 1960s. And we'll have some more facts in regards to Filipino American History Month in the coming weeks of the month. But for right now, we're going to end the show with another song from a very popular era of the mid to late 90s, early 2000s, when Filipino R&B boy bands were all the rage. And this is from a group called Interlude, and the name of this song is called All I Can. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
When I lay down, girl, and I close my eyes and think of you, could love be so?
Programming on KFAI is sponsored by Community Action Partnership of Ramsey and Washington County's Energy Assistance Program. The Energy Assistance Program helps low-income households pay a portion of their heating bills. We assist Ramsey and Washington County residents with home energy payments, energy crises, and emergency furnace repairs. We also offer referrals to the Home Weatherization Program. Call 651-645-6470 or visit the website at CAPR.